Naruba seems to be the popular, popular demand. So it's just at some point they have to put him over. I'm not going to show exactly how we're going to schedule it. But can't wait till after Pesach. Naruba can't wait till after Pesach. It's not enough time. Well, it'll have to be before Pesach sometime. So I'm not quite sure.
We're going to
have a
before then?
Yeah, probably. It'll be a Bechina. But I'm not going to clean everything from the beginning of the semester. I don't want to spend so much time either on downtime. So we'll be a Bechina on something. Maybe on the Q&A. Okay. So speaking of Q&A, so what was the... One of the questions today was about a smartphone. So maybe that's worth talking about. You know, should a yeshiva should have been trying to have a smartphone? So, I'm not in a position to just say no. So, I guess the short answer is...
Why not?
What?
Why not?
Because I have a smartphone. So. But I guess the short answer would be, if you can manage without, then it's better not. But if yeah, then it has to be shomer in some ways. I want to talk a little bit. They tell the story that Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was learning with some of the Baruchim in his house, and there was a cleaning lady was cleaning, and I guess something wasn't 100% senua. If your sleeves weren't all the way down to her wrist, or something wasn't 100%. So he asked the Baruchim to ask her to go into the other room. So the story doesn't entirely make sense. So, but the point of the story is the fun part. So anyway, so they asked the Bachman, Chafetz Chaim was already zokin muflut. So they asked the Chafetz Chaim, you know, like ad kan, like even now, it still bothers you. Like it's still an issue. You have to ask you to go into the other room. So I don't understand the story. Maybe he was asking him at account of the Bachman. So I don't know, but this is the way I heard the story. So the Chafetz Chaim said. That he said, there's no such thing. The Yetzirah is till Adzi Vula B'Shaisa, till the person, you know, there's no point when there's no Yetzirah. That was Chafetz Chaim. A person has to know that we say in davening every day, Al-Tavienu Lo'ili Dei Nisayim. And the part of the avodah of a person is to avoid Nisayimus, not to look for Nisayimus. A person looks for Nisayimus, he already lost. David HaMelech asked for Nisayimus. So the Rebbeinu Shlom was mashlim with Hashem. That this Gemara says David HaMelech said, "We say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Why don't we ask for? Why don't we say Elokei David?" So the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Because Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were only the Nisenis." So David HaMelech said, "B'chaneinino ve'enosef." So give me a Nisayin. So the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Chayecha, I'm going to give you a Nisayin. You're not going to be aimed at Nisayin." And that was the Nisayin of Hashem. So it says in Svarim, a person asks for a Nisayin, he's already bailed the Nisayin. But a person gets a Nisayin, eventually gives a person a Nisayin, so then you have to be a Nisayin, but not to ask for Nisayin, and not to look for Nisayin. And the truth is, I think that's one of the things that in the wider community there's a blind spot about. It's this Nekud of Al-Tavienu Lidei Nisayin. Somehow, people have gotten the impression that part of being, part of the philosophy of Wayu, or the philosophy of modern orthodoxy, is that we're not afraid of anything. Not afraid of anything the world has to offer, and we teach it with machanach our children that they can pick and choose, and they know how to be mafkin metayvul arayin, and we don't run away from we don't, and that's crazy. And I had this experience here a number of years ago when we were trying to get that the internet stream of that the university provides. But they hooked up the whole university for internet, and the dorms everywhere there was internet. Today it's less than a day, because today everybody has Wi-Fi, everybody has on their phone fast internet, so it wasn't so, but just a number of years ago when on your phone it was really hard to get, most people didn't have such a fast internet, so the yeshiva was providing internet, they provided even in the dormitories, and it wasn't filtered. I don't think it's filtered now either, but it wasn't filtered, and we wanted that the yeshiva, not the yeshiva, the university, should filter the internet. The internet stream that they were providing, you know. Many of the people, but the yeshiva shouldn't be providing an internet why you shouldn't be providing internet that's not filtered. And I remember I started this, and I went to administrators from people, administrators here at Yeshiva, and I was kept hitting this brick wall that we don't believe in that. We don't believe in filtering. We believe that we teach our children that you embrace the world and you're able to be, you know, we give them the strength that they're able to choose. That's insane. Like, why don't we have cigarette machines here also? You know, we believe we give everybody a... In the end, we got the yeshiva to agree only because Dr. Pelka was sided with us. And they did it. And then I don't think they maintained it. I don't think, as far as I know, they didn't keep it up. And I don't think it's filtered right now. As far as I know, I don't know. I'm not saying you should check it out. But this mentality of, you know, part of being unorthodox, like not the filtered internet, that was, and this was like people who are, they're not the person who in particular I had this conversation with, they're not here in yeshiva anymore. But and he's a good guy. I mean, he was a good guy, from guy, a person who was entitled to be considered a good person. Somebody was, and they had this blind spot of you know, modern orthodoxy. We don't filter, so you have to know. The internet, the smartphone, the laptop, the computer. It's an issue, and you have to make sure that it's somewhere. And it has to be, and the Nisayon said, there's three Nisayons that you have with the internet or with the smartphone. Number one is posted pornography. So that's a big deal. That's number one. And that's a big deal. It's a very big deal. Number two, sound pieces. Even if you have a filter that blocks pornography, but there's things that are not May not rise to the level or sink to the level of pornography, but it's still part. And number three is bitulzman. You know, it's very you can waste a huge amount of time. You know, you start surfing, you know, you look at this news item and that news item or this Twitter, and then it goes to that. The kids, you can spend an hour, you know, that's what the people who design these things, that's what they design it for. They want you to be watching it as much as possible. That's how they sell all the. That's what they're able to sell to advertisers. So these things are designed to capture your attention. There's been a thing in the news lately that in Silicon Valley, which, you know, all the people who are, you know, all the in Silicon Valley, they're very macbid with babysitters, that the babysitter shouldn't allow the children to have any screen time at all. Because the people who are most in the know, and they have them sign contracts. They have the baby to sign contracts. They won't even pull out the phone in front of the children. This is in the New York Times area. And this is like the biggest thing now, the latest thing in Silicon Valley. Is the people who are most in the know are most aware of how addictive it is, and they don't want the children to have any exposure at all. It's very, very addictive. So that also needs a shmira. To put shmir says. So how do you? So you have to find every situation is different. Every technology is different. But you have to have a filter that shouldn't be mamashmos. And number two, there should be also some kind of kedarim on it that it shouldn't become a huge soaker up of time. So you have to know, like, just the lamash. I think an iPhone is easier to filter an iPhone because you just put on parental controls and everything. It's more centralized. An Android, I have an Android. Android's harder to filter. So I have a filter. This filters Custodio, Kaspersky, there's various filters. But the filter only filters that browser. But doesn't filter other apps. You could download other apps, browsers, YouTube. That's not filtered. So I have, besides the filter, I have an app lock that locks all the other apps. And any new apps that you download are automatically locked. You can't get into them unless you give it the pass. The password, and I don't have the password. So I have somebody else has the password. If I need anything unlocked, I can ask them. And I'm a Zayda, you know, but I think it needs to have a shmir. And even that it's not perfect, but there needs to be a shmir. If it's not to have any shmir at all, it's Mayase Ben Velo Yechta.
What does everything think about having a television in a Jewish home?
I think it's oxymoron. But today is almost moot because if you have a computer, you can have anything you have on television, you can have on a computer. Right? When I was growing up, you didn't have a television. That's it, you didn't have a television. Today, you know, what does it even help not to have a television? You have the computer. So the computer has to be filtered. Here we have a computer at home, it's not filtered. And computers also are not so easy to filter. It used to be you could download free filters. Then we stopped with every time they had a new upload. We had a free filter on our computer. We had K9 things. And it was very good for a while. And then the latest iteration of Windows, all of a sudden, K9 stopped working. So now already we paid. I took it to someplace in Flatbush, and we took the computer, and they put a commercial filter on it, and we pay a certain amount every year, but it's filtered. Cannot be filtered. I mean, to have unfiltered internet is pcom of a com worse than having television. Way narrow. Okay, so in the Chachamim, so a lot of some of my kids don't have smartphones at all, and that's right. It's very good. The only thing is they always get stuck in traffic because they don't have ways. They don't have one of my kids, they don't have a smartphone. He's become a Chacham. I'm very glad they don't have smartphones. But every time my daughter wants to come to Brooklyn, she calls me up like, how to go, because she has no idea what the traffic is going to be. So it's very hard, and that's the point. Not having a smartphone is very hard because everything today, there's so many, they make it so hard, and everything goes through the smartphone. So I don't know what to tell you, but if you can manage with that, then about the less, the better. But just so you don't have a smartphone doesn't mean you don't have a laptop, and then you have the laptop also has to be filtered. Or the computer has to be filtered. You know, we're going to be sooner than maybe at the point where your refrigerator has to be filtered. Because everything's going to be, everything's getting plugged in, the Internet of Things. Okay, that's the world, you know, the Sultan's busy all the time. But it's very important. The emissaries, I think they should be. When, a number of years ago, I had a Talmud here in this year who was he was involved with a bunch of other guys that they were running a campaign that guys should have filters or buddies. There's a buddy kind of thing where you have a buddy who knows, gets to report what you're doing on the internet. And he was trying to drum up that whole thing. And then I guess, you know... Okay, so he graduated, he's not here anymore, so I don't know, I'm not sure that's still around or not around. But really, it's a good idea. There should be an awareness. I don't know how many, you know, you go around the, I don't know how many, if everybody has a filter, I don't know. But to have an unfiltered computer is mamish terrible. That's mamish, there's no head for that at all. Mamish not shaykh. Even if you look up, it's chayim, it's also, and then it's not shaykh. It's like me, mine with somebody else could push those lines. It's impossible. But yeah, you know, the color puffs has to be filtered. And again, the companies don't want you to be filtering. They want you to. So they make it harder, and they make it very hard. So you have to ask somebody, or you have to ask a maven, or maybe you're a maven, and you have, but you have to make sure that your laptop is filtered, your computer is filtered, your smartphone is filtered. Without that, it's not even, then you didn't even get off the ground. But even after that, and something, even after that, you also have to have shmir from Bittul's Mach. And people are very aware of it now. There's a big thing that people, that they make apps even that keep track of how many hours you're on, how many hours of screen time you have a day, and they monitor it, and it's always much more than you really think. You know, that's the common experience. People run these apps to see, you know, how many hours a day am I spending on my phone, and it's 10 times as much as they would have imagined, because it just goes by. And the world outside, the outside world is starting to become more and more aware of it. A lot of, you know, it was a big push when not so long ago that all the schools, everybody, all the kids in elementary school should have iPads. And now there's already a reaction to get the technology out of the schools because they see it's bad for the kids. So you have to be, you know, the Haskalah's run is to have the mentality of Al-Tamina leading site, to be aware that it really is a problem. Not to be complacent. And to do your best. Okay, that's fine.